Hey everybody, it's John. I wanted to talk today a little bit about some single-purpose utilities that I use. First of all, though, I guess I apologize for not recording earlier. I've been trying to do this a little more often, but I caught a cold over the weekend, and I'm just starting to feel better today. A little stuffed up, so you might hear that, but otherwise I'm doing pretty well and on the mend. So it's Thursday, and I'm in the midst of working on a review of a single-purpose utility that got me thinking a little bit about some of the other single-purpose utilities I use. And so I'm just going to focus on three that I highly recommend. One is Copied. Copied, to me, is the best clipboard manager on iOS right now. It's been my favorite clipboard manager for at least a year now, and it's the only one of these single-purpose utilities that sits on my home screen. That's because I do work on iOS and my Mac a lot. I mean, and by which I mean I work on both at the same time. So a lot of times what I'll be doing, if I'm doing, I might be writing a review or something on my Mac, and what I'll do is I'll take the screenshots on my phone, and one of the easiest ways to move them over to the Mac is by Copied. Although I probably use that more for things like links, because a lot of times too, I mean, I don't have really any too many problems with AirDrop, so it's very, I oftentimes will also just AirDrop screenshots and that kind of thing to myself. So Copied is one of them, but it's just a great way to get links and text and all sorts of things back and forth between a Mac and an iOS device and between iOS devices. I mean, the synchronization using iCloud works pretty well. Once in a while, I have to kind of force sync it if I'm trying to move stuff back and forth really quickly, but for the most part, I've really had no problem with the sync, and it's quite solid. The other thing that's kind of cool, which I don't use enough, and I've been trying to think about using a little more, is that it's got a custom keyboard that you can switch to, and then it's got all your snippets right there. And you can even create snippets and save them using the keyboard because there's a dedicated button for that at the top of the keyboard. And there's also a Today widget, although I don't really use that at this point. So that's the first one. The second one I wanted to mention is Anotable. And Anotable is a screenshot editor. There have been a lot of these over the years. I think that this is the best of the lot, and I hope I'm saying Anotable right. I think that's right. It's a little bit like the app that I always wished that Sketch would be. It lets you do arrows and, you know, call out magnify areas on a screenshot. I mean, it doesn't have to be for screenshots. You can do it with photos too, but I'm almost always using it for things like screenshots. You can type text on the image. You can blur out using a couple of different styles to blur out, you know, sensitive information, that kind of thing. It's a free app. Some of the tools are free. Some of the tools are paid with an in-app purchase. Well worth the money. And I would also recommend getting that if you ever find yourself, especially using screenshots. But like I said, you can use it to call out other details and things in any kind of image, whether it's a photo or whatever. So a Notable. And then the final one that I use quite a bit still, even though there are a lot of ways to do this in workflow, and I know Federico has a workflow where he will take screenshots and drop them into the frames of devices using images provided by Apple on their marketing pages, I still use LongScreen a lot, just because LongScreen is super handy. It opens up the main view showing you just the screenshots on your device, and it has a lot of settings for whether you want to frame them with devices, or you want to do them without, whether you want to clean up the status bar, all that sort of stuff. And it's really great. And even at the end, once you finish creating your merged image, and I usually, you know, as you probably know from reading Mac Stories, usually have three screenshots of an iPhone in a row, for instance. Once it creates that image and you save it or do something with it using the share sheet, that image, it gives you the option to delete the images that the component images for that combined image, which is kind of nice because I find that, especially since I've been writing more at Mac Stories, my photo album is still just littered with hundreds at this point of screenshots, and I just am pretty bad about going through and cleaning them up. So those are the three. I really like all three. I use them pretty much every day or close to every day. Copied, a Notable, and LongScreen. So I will put some links to those apps in Telegram as well, with along with the recording, just so if anybody wants to check them out, they're all great apps.